My name is Nigel Booth, the Reality Coach, and welcome to The Reality Check here on Revolution Radio. I've got an amazing guest today that we're going to be talking about mental health. An expert and specialises in supporting people, and got a bit of a story of her own as well. But before we come over to Helen, I'm going to come over to the captain in the chair. How's it gone this week, my friend?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Busy week?
Yeah, it's been good, actually. I did business bars again this morning.
How did it go?
Yeah, really good. Good turnout. And yeah, it was nice. Nice. Always feel really motivated after business bars. It's like you spend the morning. It's just such a great way to start the morning.
Absolutely. And if there's any businesses out there that is your first time listening in, Glenn, you run a networking
group.
Yeah,
so it's a business network, and it's very informal, relaxed, laid back. Just rock up, have a cup of tea and coffee, have a chat with people in the room, and see how you can kind of, it's similar to this, see how you can help each other pay it forward, help each other get more business, really.
There you go. So if you want to go and join Business Buzz, it's every third Wednesday.
That's correct, every third Wednesday. Go. Just get on the internet, look up Business Buzz Northampton, and you'll see my face on there, and then book yourself a ticket, and I'll see you there.
Fantastic, that's all we need to hear.
Good. You had a good week, Nigel?
I had a fantastic week. You know, we talk all the time on the radio about paying it forward when we can and taking it back when we need it. This week, I did a full day's voluntary work with a group of workers from over at the DWP Restart. Oh, yeah. And we went down to Blackthorn Community Centre on the Eastern District. I've got to be honest with you, my friend, it was an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, we did lots of things. It was like, remember those old programs like the 60-minute makeover where everybody turns up and does everything, you know. It was more than 60 minutes, but there was a whole team of volunteers that we went down. We dug out gardens, we litter picked, we painted, tidied up. And the gratitude, not just from the people that were working at Blackthorn Community Centre, but people from the local community as they were walking past, they'd stop and say, this is fantastic. And I just wanted to say to you guys out there, you know, we all get paid to be doing our little jobs and we all get things back from what we do. You cannot get anything better back from the sort of gratitude when you actually give something like that.
Absolutely.
Not just from the workers in the community centre, but from the community itself. And we are going to get somebody up, I think it's going to be next week actually.
Oh, brilliant.
And they're going to share with us what happens around the Blackthorn Community Centre.
Good stuff.
But today, bringing us today, we've got Helen Heather, and Helen Heather is from Mindsets Consulting. And she's going to talk to us and share with you lots and lots of ideas about what it is that you can do about your mental health, the way that you think, the way that you feel, and actually put some solutions in place that you can start to deal with it on a daily basis. So without further ado, Helen, welcome to The Reality Check. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And thank you for having me here today.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. The whole ethos of The Reality Check, Helen, is to build this family of ours where we can all just keep paying it forward and sharing stuff. So can you tell us, now, you know, our listeners are very used to us having people on and sharing different stuff. So tell us, what is it that you do?
Well, I work as a practicing counsellor. And so I work with people on a private basis, based in Oney, and I also work with an agency, and I go into schools and I work with young people as well. And from that, I've set up Mindsets Consulting as a result of seeing clients who are off work due to mental health issues, and sometimes it might be for personal reasons, but actually the way that it's managed or mismanaged at work can actually make work the issue.
Wow. Now, I'm kind of making some assumptions here that we are starting to see an increase in poor mental health, you know, right the way across the spectrum. Are you finding yourself busy?
Yes.
Good.
Certainly in private practice, there is a steady stream of people coming to see us all the time. But yeah.
So, Helen, you deal with mindset and specialise in mental health. I've got some questions for you.
Okay.
When we talk about mental health, and I think it's one of those words that has sort of put fear in most people, what do we mean about mental health? What's the terminology? So we know mental health. What does it mean for people?
Well, it's essentially, the best way I think to explain it is if you think about your physical health, if you think about physical well-being, you may have some aches and pains from time to time, you may come down with a cold sometimes, and our mental health is exactly the same. it fluctuates. It's never necessarily consistent. It mm-hmm. depends what we're exposed to.
Yeah.
And so it's very similar to our physical health, because actually there are times where our resilience is lower and when we're more susceptible to stress, anxiety, mental health conditions. And just like with physical health, there are some conditions which we may live with on a longer basis.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually a lot of common mental health issues are resolvable just as physical health issues are.
Absolutely. And I think that is so good to hear, you know, and I think there's lots of our listeners are going to be saying, oh, thank goodness for that. Because when you very first start to have those little thoughts or emotions that would suggest that I ain't feeling or I'm not thinking as I normally do, it's very difficult, isn't it, at that point to be able to stick your hand up. And I know that we've all been shouting for so many years now about speak up. You know, men's mental health has really taken, you know, a ride, because, you know, we're saying to more and more males, come on. You know, the suicide rate for males is steadily increasing.
Yeah.
But I've got to be very honest with you. It's really difficult, isn't it, to start that conversation, even with your loved ones, that says, I think that I'm struggling the way that I think and feel. Do you find that people struggle too?
Yeah, it's really hard for people to acknowledge their vulnerabilities.
Mm.
And even as a counsellor, when I talk about my own vulnerabilities with people, I find it difficult sometimes because there is a discomfort in that. Mm. There is a discomfort in sharing with someone what might feel like a weakness, but actually it's really interesting how a lot of the time we tend to think of being vulnerable and having a lower resilience and just generally not feeling ourselves, that tends to be viewed as a weakness. And so we don't tend to share it. But actually, there needs to be a recognition of what it actually takes for somebody to speak up, to share with someone that I'm not feeling great. Because part of the issue is that that person doesn't always know how that is going to be received by the other person.
Absolutely.
I think that's really important as well, because when you're talking to somebody about anything, if you were going to a business coach or something like that, you'd expect them to have done something or achieved something to be able to tell you how to follow those steps to achieve something.
Mm.
And equally, if you're talking to somebody who's like yourself and in that situation, you would want them to, you'd want that to be coming from a place of experience as well. So I think it's important that you have been through that and that you can share that and show that vulnerability, because it makes it authentic, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone who hasn't been through some kind of stress, some kind of fluctuation in their mental health. It doesn't necessarily have to have been a long-term mental health issue, but actually things like stress, anxiety, depression are some of the most common reasons that people have time off sick from work.
I think one of the big things that we're always shouting about here, it's good to go to talk to somebody that knows what they're talking about and can give us the right guidance and whatnot. We kind of make assumption, like for most of us, and we were only talking about this a couple of weeks ago, about everybody is broke. Everybody has experienced something, you know. For yourself, how come you've got into this? Because I'm assuming your story has not always been as rosy as it is at the moment.
No. I spent over 20 years teaching.
Okay.
And that in itself is a really, really stressful job. Mm. And there have been periods where actually I have really struggled with stress. And I went to go and see a counsellor at one point. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really difficult to do that, because part of the culture of teaching is, you know, you can't be seen to be weak. And that I felt that, oh my goodness, if I go and see a counsellor, what does that say about me?
And what will other people say about
Absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And particularly the kind of key thing in teaching is that word support is quite often used when someone is going on to competency proceedings. So if anyone starts talking to you about support, that can create a real sense of fear as well.
Of course.
So, I was looking for a change, and I just happened to hear an advert on the radio about counselling, and I thought, that's what I want to do. I had a really positive experience going to see a counsellor myself, and so I started training.
So this is great news. So for all of our listeners, because there's going to be lots of them out there that are thinking or feeling that they may need some support, they may need some guidance, and it's great to hear that, like, you know, that there is the way through. And the easiest way through is to start talking. I've got a question for you, though.
Okay.
How do you start talking to somebody when you're actually feeling that you don't want to?
It depends what feels safest for somebody. Mm-hmm. For someone, it might be going to have a cup of coffee and being...
It's okay.
For someone, it might be going to have a cup of coffee and sitting down with them. Yeah, yeah. For other people, they might feel safer texting somebody saying, I need some help.
Because that's as simple as it is, isn't it, really? And I know that it's not easy. I show this every week on the radio. I deal with my mental health every day. Every single day. And I feel very comfortable in being able to share that. And I tell people I'm broken. You know, there is the Japanese art form of where they have their life bowls, and they, when they break, they put them back together with gold. And we were only talking about this a couple of weeks ago, because they actually believe that the beauty is in the imperfections. Yeah. And when you actually look at the reality, again, the reality check, that of who we are, every single one of us have been through something. You know, I remember as a child going through, you know, a breakup. And I think I was about 12, and my girlfriend that we used to hold hands together, and that's all we did. And I was devastated, you know. And we can go through everyone's life and actually find, you know, you're not perfect.
Yeah.
We're all broken. And it is giving people that sort of, because it's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I always look at this like, if you don't like scary films, you don't like scary films. And that's a straight... And most people don't mind saying, I don't like scary films, if they don't like scary films. Yeah. You know, but if it does get to that point of where you're not feeling right, we are really urging people now to sort of speak with people like you. If you haven't got your companions around you, your loved ones, that you can go and have a cup of coffee, or you can send a text. What would you say to people about coming to see people like a counsellor? What's it like?
It's counselling is a safe space. You're in a room with someone that you don't know, who is not connected with anyone that you know, and it's a space where you can just offload.
Just as you were saying about when you were teaching, you know, there is all those things that we start to think about. I don't want to do that because of them. What is some of the one-liners that people come and say to you that start that conversation? And the reason I ask that, it's because sometimes it is just that first line, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't say that, but the moment that you say it, and then it just flows like a river. So what kind of things could people start to say and suggest to people when they're wanting some support?
To offer to listen is a really important thing, because I think quite often people feel the pressure to fix. And so when someone says, look, I'm really struggling, people can feel a kind of panic, because actually I don't know how to deal with this. And so quite often it's about removing that responsibility for fixing that person, and actually just giving them space to talk and just listening. Because quite often people haven't necessarily had a chance to speak about those things that they're feeling and thinking, and to just be able to offload without anyone saying, oh, you need to do this, or I would do this, or telling them what to do, which can often be the temptation, can be a real relief for somebody. And so quite often the way we manage mental health is through communication and actually listening, actively listening to somebody and saying, yeah, so I'm hearing that you're feeling like this, can be such a relief to just know that you're heard and that you're understood.
And that, I tell you, you've just said it for me, because the fear is that people don't hear what it is I'm saying. You know, I try and find, a thousand and one ways to describe how I feel and how I think, but inside of my head, but do you really understand what it is that I think? And that is a fear. So offering, and because if you know somebody, then you can see that they're struggling. Because that's the other thing is that, like, you know, even though I may be struggling with my mental health today and I don't feel comfortable about being able to say I need some support, those people around me always see when I'm struggling. Yeah. And it is about shouting out to those other listeners that if you see somebody out there, your friends, your colleagues, you know, people that you know, and you can see they're struggling, what could you say to them?
Ask them how they are and then ask again.
Okay, so that's very, very simple. How are you?
Mm.
And then they'll say, what do they generally say? I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, not too bad.
Mm.
And then you ask again, but really, how are you?
Yeah.
You'd suggest that's the best way to forward?
And then also, leaving the door open, you can say, oh, I've noticed this. And so things that maybe have drawn your attention to the fact that things might not be right.
Yeah.
And leave the door open, because they might not be ready to talk about it there and then.
Absolutely.
But actually, if you say, look, if you need to talk, I'm here. Come and see me.
It took me a long time to sort of get to the point, because lots of people could see that I was, you know, this goes back many, many years. You know, mine started at the age of 14.
Mm.
You know, it took many years for me to be able to be comfortable enough within my own skin. And this is what we want our listeners to get to, is to say, it's okay. The good bits of my life, the bad bits of my life, and the really ugly bits of my life, that is me.
Yeah.
And that's who it's made me today. And I think there is, you know, the word that you've used a couple of times today is that fear. The moment we actually use the word fear, we're walking away from it. We're talking about mental health, we're talking about mindset training, we're talking about living life as authentically as we can as individuals.
Mm.
You work with people all the time, you work with different organizations. What is the one thing that really gets you excited about working with people that are struggling at this moment?
Seeing the change, seeing them find their solutions and find the ways forward that's right for them. That's the thing that I feel most passionate about. And being able to see the positive change that training can make, that awareness can make, when people feel that they're confident in managing mental health as well. Actually, that's what I'm doing this for.
Yeah. Because it's an amazing feeling, isn't it? And because you've been through it yourself, and, you know, all three of us here have suffered at some point in our past. And it is such a lovely experience, isn't it? When you can see, and it isn't just a case of there, like, you can see them physically changing.
Yeah.
You know, there's that sort of relief of where the shoulders go down, and you can almost hear the, whew, thank goodness for that. So I don't know if you've got any figures, but, you know, in my head, I think that most people, we've already said that most people, you know, well, we've all got a mental health.
Mm-hmm.
How many people would you say have got a poor mental health at the moment? We've just come out of, 2 years of restrictions from COVID, where a lot of the things that defined us as individuals were taken away.
Yeah.
So people were left with that sort of daunting question, who am I really? How big of an issue would you think mental health is now? And do you think it's going to increase?
Well, it's estimated that 1 in 4 people have mental health issues at any one time. And that can cover a whole spectrum of issues. I deal with an awful lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. I deal with a lot of stress and a lot of depression. And that is caused by a whole range of different experiences and issues that people have come up against.
If people want to get into, well, first and foremost, you've got a couple of websites,
yeah,
and where people can come in and sort of see what you do, and they can get in touch with you from those websites.
Yes, they can.
So which mindsets have we got here? We've got www.mindsets.consulting.
Yes, that's right.
Now,
that's...
you guys that are listening out there, I just want to, you know, I've learned something today. We've actually gone on to this thing now with IT. And as all you regular listeners know, I don't deal with IT. But apparently now, you don't need to have the .co or the .com or the .org behind it. So this one is simply www.mindsets.consulting.
Mm.
And that's it. That's where you can actually go and find a lot more about Helen and the work that she does. If you're interested in the counselling side, and that's getting that formal support on a one-to-one basis with Helen, that is oakleafcounselling.org.uk.
Yeah, that's
have I got
right.
that right?
Yeah, that's right.
There you go, Glenn. How about that?
You
I got it right.
Right.
I got something right.
I'll get you a little sticker up.
Thank you. Yeah, you but like when I go to the dentist.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. I want it next week. So there you go. It's mindsets.consulting or oakleafconsultingcounselling.org.uk.
Yeah.
Helen, I want to say to you, if you were to say one thing to all of our listeners in regards to getting them motivated and inspired to start to deal with their mental health, mm-hmm. what would you say to them?
I would say, find a way to reach out that feels safe for you, whether that's by text, whether it's writing a letter to somebody, whether it's speaking to somebody, but just finding that way to say, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Things aren't okay for me at the moment. And that can open up so many doors in terms of you being able to get the help and support that you need.
It is that first step, isn't it? That first step, you know, that you, it's, I think the old saying, from a Buddhist point of view, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single footstep.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. And it's that first footstep that most of us fear.
Yeah.
It's not fear that we feel, though. You know, yeah. we've talked about this before. It's just uncertainty. The moment you use the word fear, we're going to move away from it. Helen, I want to say thank you so, so much for coming on today. I actually feel that we could, again, we have so many of our guests that we could just carry on and carry on and carry on. I'd love to have you back in a couple of months, if that's okay, or
yeah,
in a couple of weeks, just so that we can carry on sharing and pushing it forward.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Helen. Have an amazing week, and we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. If you want to get in touch with us, don't forget, it is Nigel at therealitycoach.co.uk. But until then, we'll see you next week. Draw.